because I care.
I'm trying to help you.
Y'all do shit that no other culture does. God damn it. This is the white people getting chewed up by shark season. I'm 52 years old. All the years I've been on this earth, y'all keep getting chewed up by sharks. When the fuck y'all gonna learn? Why do y'all go out that far? That's where they at? You ain't heard of a chewed up nigga nowhere on earth. We go waist high. Y'all seen us at the beach splashing around, making it look like we doing some shit. Nigga feel some seaweed. Nigga, stop it! Y'all kids get out that water! We don't even go get the kids. Do what daddy taught you. Swim, nigga. Nigga jump out dry, nigga. Poop. I joke around, man. Love who you love. You understand me? I see interracial couples in here, nigga. And my nigga, you know, you with your white woman tonight, you're taking a chance. That's all I'm saying. Love who you love, but nigga, you taking a chance. She got that phone call she can make. Man, all she gotta do is 911. He's raping me. Nigga, you going to jail. Who you think they gonna believe, nigga? I ain't fucking around. Sally, you're safe with him. But love who you love, man. You know how hard it is for y'all to be in an interracial relationship? Y'all was probably tortured on the way in this room. Cause motherfuckers be talking shit. Sister's cold, nigga. Look at that nigga with that white bitch. Couldn't handle us, huh, nigga? Had to go get you a snow bunny, nigga. Probably little dick motherfucker. We didn't want your black ass no way. Leroy be walking with Sally. Sally, come on, they're gonna kill us. Brothers, we the same way. We see a sister with a white dude, we go the fuck off. Get your money, bitch. Get your money, bitch. Yeah, you couldn't handle that anaconda, huh? Get your money, bitch. Sister be like, what? I was just saying something. Hell, motherfucker, yeah. Love who you love, man, but that's some rough shit, nigga. You in a fucking relationship that's, you know, white and black, Leroy and Sally. Sally, you got it rough. You better really love Leroy. Cause that's the only nigga you gonna have. Cause nigga, white families kick y'all out the family. The white family's cold. Get your ass out of this goddamn family, Sally. Bringing that jigaboo to my goddamn house. He ain't coming in here. What am I supposed to cook, some fucking fried chicken? I ain't cooking no fucking fried chicken. You're out of the family. You're out of the fucking will. Get your fucking cunt whore bitch ass out of the house. Sally, leave the house. Goddamn, Leroy, you're all I have. Leroy trying to take her to his mama house. Y'all already know, sister, you ain't bringing that white bitch in here. You ain't bringing that white bitch in my house, Leroy. I told you better than this, nigga. What am I supposed to cook, quiche? I don't cook no goddamn quiche. Get your black ass out of here with that snow bunny, nigga. You can't come in this goddamn house till you get a bitch with cornrows. Leroy, leave the house. You're all I got, Sally. And they wander the earth together, nigga. That's why you see them walk like that. They all alone, just... Hell yeah, the two most racist motherfuckers on earth is a white man and a black woman. You understand me? Yeah, white man don't give a fuck. Sister don't give a fuck. The only cure for that kind of relationship is when they have a baby. Y'all had a baby yet? You got two? See, you're back in the family. Because only the babies can cure that racism. You bring that baby over to their sister's house. It's my grandbaby. Lord. He got that good hair. He got the skin to win, too. Hey, Sally, come on in here, girl. I was just bullshitting. Yeah, I went on that Food Network. I learned how to make that quiche. Come on in. You take him over that redneck house? He's my goddamn grandson. Goddamn, look, little fucker's got a permanent tan. I mean, look at the size of the balls on this fucker. Woo! Look how big his hands are. We're going to the NFL.
This is why I can read certain news stories. And I could tell without, I could just tell from the new story, without even looking at it too hard, I could tell the hue of the people involved. Yes, I said hue. I did go to school, San Francisco. This actually happened in England a couple of years ago. You can Google all of this. This is all true. Google. So it was a beautiful summer's day in England, one of the three that we get. And a couple decide to go for a walk along their local riverbank. That's the first clue. They decide to go for a walk. Along their local riverbank. So they're pushing their baby in a stroller. And their pet dog, that's the second clue, pet dog is running alongside them. The dog ran off and fell into the river and got into trouble. And the couple, as in both of them, jumped into the river after the dog, leaving their baby on the riverbank. Both of them drowned. True story, go Google it, true story. Now I read that story and I was like, oh. This is an awfully sad story. But I don't need to look at the pictures. I know that's white people. Now, white people, I'm not being racist. This isn't racist. I'm not racist. These are just observations. Little differences between us. We're all similar, but we're different. Because white people, you love your animals. You love your animals. You will die or even kill for your animals. You would. You have pets. You love your pets. You know, you with the bow tie and the flowery weird shit. You said, do you have pets? Do you have animals? You have one dog. What's your dog's name, Shen? Wolfie. Oh. And he's only that big. Oh. You know Wolfie's gonna die one day. He's an adult, he knows. You'll bury Wolfie in the garden, won't you? Because that's what white people do. You have an emotional connection to your animals. It's a beautiful thing. Black people, we haven't got that emotional connection. We like animals. We love them on a plate. We like them. We don't love them. So we're not jumping in a river after a dog. A dog? Are you serious? A dog? Really? A dog? In fact, I'm not sure we jump into the river after our own kids, to be honest. If my kid fell in a river, I'd be like that. Swim! Tell at this point that I am childless. Yes, I have no children, people. I have no children. I fucking hate kids. I ain't gonna lie.
I call the supervisor for everything. When I get upset, I call the supervisor. You ain't gotta worry about that. That's my mother and me. My mother calls the supervisor. She'll say, get the supervisor. And I say, you heard her, get the supervisor. And you better not say nothing else. Get the supervisor. So I called the supervisor. Because customer service can be poor. So I just called it. So I wanted the supervisor to explain to me what the problem is. And I take everything back. I got that from my wife friend. I didn't know you could take things back after 12 years. I didn't know anything like that. I did. My friend Molly, oh man, she had these boots about 12 years old. She said, I'm taking them back. They have a lifetime warranty and they ripped it and I'm not dead. I said, okay, well, I'm gonna ride with you. I ain't never seen this before. After 12 years, I said, black folk can't take nothing back in about a month. They be like, nah, where did you get this receipt from? She went in there too. She said, I need a new pair of boots. They are torn and it said it had a lifetime warranty. I'm not dead yet. They gave her a new pair of boots. She said, you should try it. I said, no, nah, Molly, it ain't gonna work like that with me. They gonna have the police escort me out of here. I do though, I called a supervisor. Like I went to buy some shoes, maybe a couple of weeks ago. And the little guy, you know, I told him to bring me a 9.5. He gonna bring me a 6. So I looked at him, I said, well, what's that for? I thought maybe you could fit it. I said, that ain't how feet work. I said, so you ain't had my size? You looked at me and decided what size I should wear? I said, that ain't how feet work. Well, can I get you another shoe? I said, you can give me the supervisor. You can give me the supervisor, because you there's something wrong with you. So when the supervisor came out there, I said, you know what? He don't need to be working during the day. He need to be working at night doing inventory. I said, because I knew something was wrong with him when I walked in here and he was going like this. I knew he had an issue there. I do. I called the supervisor. I went to Wendy's to get something to eat. And the little girl, she at the cash register, she couldn't even take my order. Her eyelashes were so heavy, she couldn't even see the keypad. I walk up in there, may I help you? Like she killing the game, may I help you? I mean, like she's sexy, may I help you? Oh, let a burger joint. I said, where are the whites of your eyes at? You at work, you know, all overdressed in the face. I mean, face just overdressed, you know what I'm saying? Look like Diana Ross from the movie Mahogany in the face. With khakis and a t-shirt on. I was like, what is wrong with you? Ma'am, I can see you. I said, no, you can't. And don't get me wrong, don't get me wrong. I'm saying, don't get me wrong, eyelashes are fine. You just gotta wear them appropriately. They shouldn't be so long I can roll my weed up in the lash. I ain't supposed to bend your head over. Say, bend your big head over and let me roll this weed up. Oh, big head self, stand up there with an attitude. Ma'am, I can see you, so I close my eyes. I said, can I see you? I don't know what you can see. Yes, you do, and you being sassy. I would smack you. But y'all don't fight, y'all shoot, so I'm gonna leave you alone. You never kill me and post it on Facebook. Mess with me at work, see what I do.
I mentioned race. Gotta talk about race. Gotta talk about race. Weird things going on now. White women, stop calling the cops. White women are calling the cops on black people so much, I am this close to giving up white women. I swear, I'll do it. I'll do it. I am like 3 phone calls away. White women are calling the cops on black people for doing nothing, literally doing nothing. 2 brothers were in a Starbucks in Philadelphia, not doing anything. They called the cops for doing nothing at Starbucks. You know who's doing nothing at Starbucks? Everyone. That's why you go to Starbucks. Like, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Let's go to Starbucks. They built it to do nothing. Yeah, sure, there's always that one asshole who's got his laptop out and all his papers. He thinks it's his office. But other than him, you're doing nothing. They called the cops on a black family having a barbecue in the park. You know why that upset me? Because Mexican families are always having a barbecue in the park. At any given moment, there's a Mexican family barbecuing in the park, right? They're having a quinceañera, they're about to bust a piñata. Nobody says a word. Minute five, black people break out some ribs in an open flame. Suddenly, we need law enforcement. They called the cops on a little 8-year-old black girl for selling water. I was like, here's an idea. Buy a bottle of water, take it to the barbecue, and make a friend. You know what I'm saying? You don't need the cops. And I'm not worried about me. I'm trying to help people. I ain't worried about me. Ain't nobody calling the cops on me because I know how to stay ahead of the game. That's right. I figured it out. You can't call the cops on me. You know why? Because everything I do at the police station. Now, you can't call the cops if I'm already there. You want to have coffee? Meet me at the 17th precinct. They got a coffee pot in the lobby. We'll just hang out for a little while. Right? They follow black people around in the mall, not following me, because I don't go to the mall. Everything I buy online, deliver it to the precinct. I just show up with my ID. Hello, officer. Believe you have a package for me. Right? He's like, would you stop doing this? I'm like, wasn't me. It was Siri. Where's my box? Give me a box. I stay ahead of the cops, man. Stay ahead of the cops. Sold my car. Got rid of my car. Drive a pickup truck now. You know why? Because black people don't drive pickup trucks. I don't know how I didn't think of this 20 years ago. I'm on the road now. I'm getting away with murder. I was on the freeway doing 80 miles an hour. Cop just waved. I don't stop at stop signs, turn signals. I don't give a shit. I'm in a truck. Right? One cop, I think he was on to me because he started following me, but I got away because I got an NRA sticker on the back of my truck. He was like, whoa, no, he going to stand his ground somewhere. He's all right. Here's my thing, right? If you're going to be racist, at least be consistent in your racism, okay? Now, I'll give you an example of what I mean. There's a common belief amongst white people that all large black men are pro athletes, right? I get this every day, like, wow, do you play pro football? Like, yes, I'm the oldest man in the NFL. I've been in the league approximately 35 years now, and... But here's my thing, if you're gonna make the assumption that we're pro athletes, then be consistent, and also assume that if you see us in an expensive store, we can afford to be there, right? In Milwaukee, thank you. In Milwaukee, black man 6'8" in a jewelry store, and they call the cops. If you see a black man 6'8" in Milwaukee, he's in the NBA. All right? You know how I know? He's in Milwaukee. Black people ain't just kicking it in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? You're only an hour from Chicago. Ain't nobody black just hanging out in Milwaukee. Assume he's a ball player, at least give him the benefit of the doubt and assume he's a successful drug dealer. All right? But he's not stealing anything. Too obvious, too easy to identify. Again, they're not getting me, because when I'm in an expensive store, not only am I not stealing anything, I'm keeping an eye on the white people. That's right, because I know if something comes up missing, that's my ass. I'm looking at white people, like, put it back, put it back. No, you tried it on. I see those sunglasses. I'm watching your ass, right? I'm looking at security like, relax, I got this. Ain't nothing coming up missing on my shift.
I'm glad I got a chance to go from an all-black school to an all-white school, because that gave me a chance to study white dudes. And here are my findings. I feel like white dudes don't take advantage of nor appreciate how many different kinds of white guy you get to be in your lifetime. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And y'all don't give a fuck. There's so many different kinds of white guys. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're like a senior in high school, right? You're like a skinny band geek. You're getting shoved in the lockers. People taking your lunch money. Like, give me that shit, you fucking nerd, and you hate it. It's time to switch your white guy. So what do? Summer going into freshman year, hit the weight room, put on 35 pounds of muscle, throw some axe gel in your hair, get to college freshman year, now you a frat dude.
2 white guys in 1 year. You doing keg stands, you calling people bro. You playing beer pong, you getting laid, but you don't like the frat player, do you know? It's time to switch your white dude. So what you do, drop out the frat, grow you some white boy dreads, get you a couple reggae albums, start buying weed by the backpack, sell weed sophomore year, now you that white dude. 3 white guys in 2 years. You making money, you living the Rasta lifestyle, you found out where the best incense deals in the city are, you killing it! You want your 3rd white dude in 2 years. But you don't like college, do you, playing? No. It's time to switch your white dude. So what you do, drop out, move to an organic farm in Portland, sell your last pair of shoes on eBay, cut up your debit cards, start eating carrots right out the fucking dirt, you killing it! You on your 4th white dude in 3 years. And then your dad calls and he goes, hey boy, I'm sick. I need you to take care of this family business we've been running for 75 years. And he said, guess what, dad, you in luck. I got one more white boy left in me. Cut your dreads, get 10 business suits, 2 iPhones, move downtown. Now you a businessman. 5 white dudes in 4 years. That shit's dope as fuck. Black men do not have that option. Black dudes wanna do shit? Why you think there's no black mountain climbers? We wanna feel wind on our face? I'll tell you why. Cause every black dude in this room, at some point in our adolescent life, we suggested a semi-white activity to our family. And that shit did not go the fuck over. That's why black people don't do shit. We want to. We want to do shit because you young. You don't know. You 13 years old. You at the beach with your family. It's a beautiful day. It's a picturesque day. You with your families, with your cousins, your favorite uncles barbecuing by the shoreline. You're just hanging out. You're like, you're standing there like, shit, man, what a great day. 13 years old, man. Damn. Hey, Uncle Mark, man, bruh, when you done with those burgers, man, I don't know how to say this, man, but when you done with those burgers, I'm just gonna say it. Hey, Uncle Mark, there's a kayak over here. I ain't never been kayaking. And already at that point, every black person knows it's already bad. Even though you're 13, your cousins just start coming out of nowhere. And you know it's bad because your uncle just goes, what you say? And you just start backing up. They're like, man, I don't even want to, man. I hit my head earlier. I was a little weird. I just saw a life vest. I thought we might take a lap or something. And at that point, it's too late. Your uncle just turns into Sam Jackson from Pulp Fiction. He's like, say it again. Say kayaking again, motherfucker. Like, I just want to feel wind on my face. Every black person knows if you suggest a white activity to your family and that shit does not go over, that's gonna be your nickname for the next 25 years. You'd be 48 years old, like, y'all wanna go to the bar after the comedy show? Up, ziplining over here wants to go to the bar. Yeah. Go get your friend laying in the grass with no blanket, tell him we're ready to go.
White people, best dancers. Not a lot of buy-in on this concept. All the non-white people are suspicious. Even the white people, you guys are confused. You don't know what's happening. You're looking at me like, no, Dwayne, actually, I don't think that's accurate, but you just... Well, let me explain. Here's why white people are the best dancers. I'm gonna prove it. Because when white people dance, we know this for a fact, white people, you have more fun than everybody else. Especially if there's some drinking. What? Like, I've seen white people dancing. I've been like, huh? How do I get that? What is? I've never had that. That looks tremendous. What's going on over there? And why do white people have so much fun? Two reasons. One, first reason, I think it's just a pure celebration of your whiteness. Do you know what I'm saying? Whew! I'm white.
First world.
And why else do white people have so much fun? Because when you dance, white people, you have a freedom that a lot of us don't have. Very free. And why? Why are you so free? Well, because you're not married to the beat. I guess is the thing I'm trying to. You're not gonna let the beat tell you what to do. That's freedom, my friends. Because that means it doesn't matter what song is playing, you can do any dance. I don't have that luxury. I gotta do what the song tells me to do. And every black person in this room, we've all tried it. I don't speak for black people, but for this, I do. Talk to us after the show. Every single one of us, we've all tried it at home. We did. We failed. At some point, when you're black and you're at home, you turn to your brother, your sister, you know, you go, hey, let's try it. Let's dance off beat. Let's try it. Let's see. And we literally cannot do it, is what I'm saying to you. Because what happens is we get back on beat by mistake, not on purpose.